Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Take It by Bold Faith, already in progress.
That when they pray, they must believe with no doubt in their heart. And Thurman's not fooling nobody. You see that unbelief in his heart? He's not believing you're going to heal that woman. Well, the Lord says, you're right. He's not believing. So, case closed. You don't win. You don't get nothing. Is that what he said?
Yes.
If you don't believe when you pray, you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways, and let that man think he shall receive nothing from the Lord. So you don't get your prayer answered. But if you've done everything according to His Word, you've prayed according to His Word, you've remitted sins according to His Word, you've asked to be washed in the blood, and then when you pray, like this one woman I'm fixing to tell you, this one woman's mother had a stroke and she couldn't talk, she couldn't do nothing. We used all these same scriptures that we're just talking about for this woman. And then we prayed for this woman. And then when we would pray, Cheryl said, now then, we stand on Matthew 18:19 or whatever, and we stand on in our covenant. Then Cheryl will say, what do you want me to put? I say, put, we have prayed, it is done. I guarantee it. Now then the devil's there saying, foiled again. I'm going to have to send a herd of demons down there to mess Thurman up some way. He's getting where he knows the scripture too well. Because see, he's do everything he can, won't he? And so then a couple of days later, we get an email back from this girl, and she says, I want to thank God and praise Him for your ministry. She said, my mother, which had no hope, couldn't talk, couldn't do nothing, she's now been released from the hospital. She's gone home. She's just doing good. She's talking, eating, and everything. She said, thank God for the Living Savior Ministries. I mean, now, wait a minute now, folks. When you have a problem, you have so many miracles and so many healings, you can't even remember them all. Mike, is that a good problem to have? Okay, I'll let Cheryl tell this one.
It was a son wrote that he wanted us, and he wrote. We don't know where he was. And so we write back that we agree in prayer with him that she had a pressure wound, 6x4 inches. It was a huge pressure wound. I mean, that's pretty big. She had quit feeding herself. She was so sick. And so they had put her into some kind of an assisted living somewhere that somebody could help her. And so we prayed for her. One doctor met him in the hall and told him that that wound would never heal. Oh, he cursed.
But that doctor woman. Don't know Jesus.
That's right. Anyway, he wrote this week, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. He said, the wound completely closed. She's feeding herself and she has been released and she's back home.
Now, folks, I think every one of us ought to be doing something like that. I mean, if God will hear mine and Cheryl's prayer. I mean, you know, is that right, Miss Jackie? I mean, me and Cheryl, just two human beings, just like Elijah and Isaiah. Whenever he prayed in faith with nothing wavering, and it didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and the earth gave rain. And now it says, a man of like passions as he was, just like you and me. He has all the same desires and everything to eat and drink and sleep and everything else and need rest. There's not any difference between him and us, is there? But he prayed. And when he prayed and prayed according to the word of God, God showed up and done great things. I mean, just think, if you can pray and it don't rain for 3.5 years, wow. But I stop and think of the number of miracles and healings. In fact, the other day somebody was telling me how great that CD is that we made about God's power. And I said, well, I haven't listened to that in a long time. I think I'll listen to it. And so I put it in my truck and started everywhere I'd go, I'd turn that on. After I listened to that hour and a half teaching on God's power, you know what I said? I said, geez, that's kind of mild. I mean, since I made that in 2004, I've seen some awesome things. I mean, you know, I've seen like Dr. Young's back healed after he fell out of a tree 35 foot up in the air, fell all the way to the ground and crushed his back. I prayed a prayer driving down the road, Cheryl driving the pickup. I'm driving, or she's driving down the road. I'm praying for him over my cell phone after we left the post office, the mailbox. Coming home, and he had, the doctor said he'll never walk again. But I use Mark 11:23 clearly says, whatever you say with your mouth when you believe it with your heart, you can have it. Isn't that something? So if Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Then why don't I say, Lord, give that man a supernatural healing in his back. Lord, thank you for doing a supernatural healing on Dr. Young's back. Thank you for making him perfect in the name of Jesus. And I said, it's done. Guarantee it. Because God said it. And I hung up the phone. We drive along about a mile down the road and Cheryl looks over me and says, well, honey, what do you think about him? I said, honey, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Amen. He wanted us to come up and pray for him in Salt Lake City, Utah. We'd agreed to come. But I told her, I said, here we are. I prayed. Hey, it's already done. I said, he'll be healed before we get there. Does that sound like faith?
Amen.
It just sounds better than this. Well, I'm not really sure what God will do. You know, I mean, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know what his will is. No, well, then get in his word and find out what his will is. And then pray. And that's what we did. So we get home, pull in over here at the house, get out and unload and stuff, and my cell phone rang. I looked at the number. I didn't know who that was. I'd never seen that number. So I said, hello? He said, Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes, sir. He said, Dr. Young. He said, when you prayed, my pain went away. He said, I slid over to the edge of the bed and got up and walked. He said, I've been walking around the room carrying my five-year-old son, running up and down the stairs. He said, I'm completely healed. He said, y'all go ahead and come up and I'll pick you up tomorrow myself at the airplane. Now see, our Johnny Brumfield. I hadn't, when 2004, when I made God's Power, I hadn't seen Johnny Brumfield's miracle yet. You know, Johnny Brumfield, if you've never seen his testimony, you need to get a copy of it and see this man that a tree this big around fell across his legs and crushed him. And it took him about an hour or whatever to cut him out from under that tree, took him to Shreveport, done all kinds of surgeries, and then for a month and told him he'll never walk again. And I went to 21 or 23 months later, I went down to Manny, Louisiana, and that man was sitting on the front row. I saw him there with all that steel. I walked over after I taught a couple of hours and I said, what's wrong with you? And he told me. He said, the doctor said, I'll never work again. I said, Mark 11:23. I said, John 14:13-14. Look at John 14:13-14. Now, these are all scriptures in the Word of God. Now, what does that say? John 14:13-14. What was that first word I heard you say?
Whatsoever.
Okay, now so if I really believe that in my heart, and here's this man sitting here. Oh, by the way, I know what would keep him from getting healed. He's black.
No.
Oh, you think God's not colorblind, huh?
No.
Some people will throw everything in the world to make you think God won't do something, right?
Yeah.
A devil will even do something like that. But I walked over there and I read that scripture, I quoted that scripture to him. And I said, sir, do you believe that? And he said, sir, I'm a Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it. I said, well, is that the kind of faith God's looking for, Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I prayed. And then after I did, I said, now, do you believe? He said, I do. I said, take that steel off and throw it away and stand up. He took that steel off, bent his legs. I reached down and grabbed him by the hand and started to pick him up. When he put weight on his legs, he said, oh, it hurts, it hurts. I said, don't go by what you feel. Go by it is written. If you go by what you feel, the devil is right there putting a severe pain into your leg. Don't go by what you feel. It is written. Did Jesus say, whatever we ask him for, he'd do it? So I jerked Johnny up right quick and stood him straight up, and he stood up, and he said, I'm standing. And I could just see the unbelief beginning to take over. So you got to do something else. You can't let them stand still. So I jerked him a lick, and he took a step, and then I did that three times. And after he took three steps, I said, now then, sir, you are healed. You are on your own. And he walked around the podium three times and then ran out the back door and back to the church, screaming with his hands up, screaming, God is awesome. We need to be seeing these kind of things ourselves. Now you can understand why when I listened to God's power, I thought, this is kind of tame stuff. You know, I mean, I guess I need to make another one, you know, that's a little more up to date about some of the things God's doing. Because Cheryl and I, like I say, every night, I mean, we work 7 days a week. We don't never take a break. I mean, it's people. Cheryl was just saying last night, she says, honey, it's amazing the number of people that are sick and afflicted. Let me tell you, we need more people. Just like Carrie. Carrie's been going to church out here for a couple of years, hadn't you, Carrie? Two or three? Now this girl, if you were not here last Sunday, you missed her testimony. Was it last Sunday you gave that? Yeah. She has a relative, her and her husband, has a relative in Florida. And this person was in hospice. In other words, we all know that's the last stage before it's over, right? When they put you in hospice, it's done. They try to give you a little morphine to keep you pain-free till you die. Anyway, her and her husband decided to buy an airplane ticket and fly all the way to Florida to pray for their loved one. Now, let me tell you what. First of all, God sees that. When you're willing to spend your money to go pray for somebody, even though it may be a relative, God sees you doing that. So when they got down there and they looked in and saw this relative and how bad a shape, was it a she or he? She. Bad a shape she was in. Carrie looked at that and she went by for a second with her eyes. This woman looks awful. What am I doing here? In other words, she kind of thinks she's going to do this. See, really in her heart, she looks at the situation, the circumstance, and she looks awful. Jesus literally speaks to Carrie because he knows where she's at. And he says, my daughter, remember Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and he had been dead 4 days. Said, this woman's still alive. Is that what he told you? See, she's not dead yet. But Lazarus was dead for 4 days and Jesus raised him from the dead. So if I can raise Jesus, you know, let Jesus raise Lazarus after he'd been dead 4 days, surely you can pray the prayer of faith over her and she's still alive, I can raise her up. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So you and your husband prayed the prayer of faith for your loved one.
Yeah.
And then you got on an airplane and came home.
Called again today, she's still at home, God raised her up.
Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Take It by Bold Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.